You want to take your Bible and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. As we look at this tonight, Paul's speaking to the Corinthians, and he's trying to enlighten them. He's trying to get them to realize that that if a man is in Christ, there's something different about him because Christ has moved in to him. Amen? If we're in Christ and Christ in us, he said we become a new creature, a new creation. A creation comes from the glory of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So he says that we're a new creature in Christ. And he said, all the old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Are become new literally means, you can write this in, you fill in your spot, it means caused to be. Amen? All things are become new, or they're caused to be. In other words, God's working on us continuously to make things new in our lives so that we can have a new life in Christ. Amen. We oughtn't to live that same life as that we were living before we were saved. But God begins to change us into a new creature. He didn't say that this is not optional. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It's not optional. It is a fact that he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. The old lifestyle, the old way we live is gone. If we can still continue in our sin, our sinfulness, and it doesn't bother us, something's wrong. Amen? We may still do sinful things because we live in sinful flesh, but we ought to be convicted of it to change our attitudes and our minds towards it. He said, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. So they're caused to be new, and the reason they're caused to be new is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that situation that took place down in your heart, he takes out that old stony heart and he puts in a heart of flesh so that we have something different to work with. Amen? Biblical instruction and these changes. And that's what we want to look at for a few minutes tonight. The doctrines or the biblical instructions of these changes, what these changes are. Number one, salvation. Amen. Salvation is a change of position. Amen. A change of position. We come from being alienated from God to be brought into the presence of God. So it's a change. Salvation brings to a change of position. It's the change of direction. Amen. We're going to look at these scriptures in just a second once we fill in these blanks. Salvation is a change of position and a change of direction. It's also mainly is a change of heart. Amen? Your heart, you get that new heart like unto the Lord's. Now we know in John chapter number 3, in verse number 3, the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, talking about Nicodemus, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So he said, we've got to have that new birth. Amen? That new birth gives us a new position. That new birth gives us a new direction. That new birth literally gives us a new heart and a new heart attitude toward God. He said in verse number 7, he said, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Now Nicodemus was concerned about that. He said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus says, it's not about that. He said, he got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And he said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. So he tells Nicodemus there's got to be a new birth in order to have a new hope. And that new hope is in Christ. That's what he's telling us here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. He said, he's been changed and transformed into something that he wasn't. But he's not what he's going to be because God's still working on us. Amen. So we see that in Ephesians chapter number, chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 6, he said, Verse number 5 said, even when we were dead in sins and hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. He said, it is the gift of God. He said, so by that the grace of God comes to us who were lost and done. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, praise God. But God, through His marvelous grace, He said, by grace are you saved, verse number 5. And I've always thought that in parentheses, the Holy Spirit wants us to know that it's the grace of God that done this. I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to not begin to even think about maybe He's the one that's saving us, praise God. He's that one that's ministered to our hearts so that we can be saved. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, but He said it's that magnificent grace of God that saves us. Amen? That brings salvation to souls. Praise the Lord. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. Amen? It's nothing you can do to earn salvation. Amen? He said it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we see salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see this spiritual regeneration, being born again. Your next two blanks. This spiritual regeneration, being born again. Amen. Being born again. So we got to be born again. Amen. You can't just make a little profession and bebop along in your life. We must be, so Jesus, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You've got to have that new birth from heaven. I believe a lot of people are confused. I believe a lot of people have been given a counterfeit because they think they've got in, but they've truly never been born again. They've had a little motion or something, or they've went with somebody else to the altar, and they think now everything's all right without having that new birth. Amen. The spiritual regeneration, being born again, it leads to the change in lifestyle. It leads to a renewed mind and new desires. Have you noticed those since you've been saved? I noticed those big time. There's a lot of things I used to really love to do that it don't really have that big effect on me no more. Amen. So being born again leads to a changed lifestyle, a renewed mind, and new desires. It reflects the presence of God's Holy Spirit. Amen. It reflects the presence of God's Holy Spirit. Now, what does that mean? That when you get saved, the Holy Spirit, He comes to encamp in your heart. Amen. Right? I'm not talking about in your head, so you have a knowledge. He comes to encamp in your heart, praise God, so that you can have victory in Jesus, like we sung about a while ago. Praise God. It makes a difference in your life. The three C's of salvation. Anybody know what the three C's of salvation are? It starts out with conviction. Amen? The three C's of salvation. Conviction. What did Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10 say? Confession. Amen? Conviction and confession. C-O-N-F-E-S-S-I-O-N. Confession. So we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart. Amen? So we have conviction. We have confession. And it brings conversion. Amen? It brings conversion. We're converted, praise God, from that old person that we used to be to the person that we now are. Now think about these tonight as we're going through them. Because these are the doctrines that we build our faith upon. Amen. That'll help us and give us a change to be what God would have us to be. So we, the three C salvation are conviction, confession, and conversion. Amen. Number two is repentance. What is repentance? Repentance is the change of purpose. Amen. It's literally the change of purpose. The purpose in our life. Luke chapter 15, verse 18. If you want to look over that, remember that's the story of the prodigal son. And he bebopped along in this world, and he thought he was doing just swell. And he asked for his inheritance, and he got it. And he went out in the world, and he squandered it, and ended up with nothing. It said he would have fain eat the husk that he was feeding to the swines. But in verse 18, he says, I will arise and go to my father. Amen. Now watch this. And will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Amen. So repentance is having a change of purpose. Amen. It's having a total change of mind. It's redirecting your thoughts and your actions in a different direction. It's allowing the Lord to minister to our hearts, the precious oracles of God, so that we can be changed from the inside out, so we can live with a higher purpose in this world, so we might know the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin, and be found pleasing unto Him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1, in verse number 9, he said, for they, talking about the folks at Macedonia, and he said, they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I love the way the Holy Ghost put that. He says, which delivered us. That's past tense. That's a done deal. That's history, folks. Amen. It's history. He said, which delivered us from the wrath to come. These people that are crippled too high for Christ, I say the church is going to go through the tribulation period. Or even worse, the church is going to go through the great tribulation, the time of God's dealing with Israel. Amen. To try to get their attention, get them where He needs them to be. But He said, God, that the Lord has delivered us, praise God, from that time, awful, terrible time, praise God. He's delivered us from it, so we don't have to go into it. We don't have to participate in it. We don't have to be partakers in it. Ain't that a blessing? Praise God. To know that God Almighty loved us enough, praise God, that He delivered us out of that so that me and you, you and I won't have to go through that terrible, awful time. He said to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Praise God. They said they turned from idols and served a living and true God. Amen. He said that's what repentance is. It said realizing that what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing breaks the heart of God. What we are doing, praise God, and it's a flaunting sinfulness in the very face of God. And said we turn to that and we repurpose our lives. Amen. Does your life have purpose today? Now we're talking about changes that salvation makes. Amen. We repurpose our lives to be more like Christ. That fella got tired of being down there in a pig pen and he repurposed his life. He said, the prodigal said, I'm going to go to the Father's house. He's got all kinds of things. And boy, he's got blessings there. And I'm just going to say, I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against you. Amen. And he goes on, if you finish reading that, he says, make me one of your, I'm not worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Amen. Maybe just make me one like one of your hired servants. He said, he repurposed his life. He said, hey, listen, before he said, I didn't want to do it. He said, now I want to just do it. I pray God, just like a servant. Not expect that. He said, done squandered his inheritance. Amen. Praise God. So repentance is a change of purpose. And then there's sanctification. Sanctification is literally a change of life. Amen. Our manner of living. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, in verse number 23, it says, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, goes on in verse 24, and he says this, faithful is he that calleth you, who also, now watch this, will do it. He said, it's not up to me and you, praise God, to do what we need to do to bring glory to God's name. He said, it's up to God, and God will do it. If we'll just let Him, praise God, if we'll just sanctify ourselves, set ourselves aside, praise God, for His glory, said He'll do the rest. Amen. We work and strive and try to have and try to be this, that, and the other. When God Almighty said that He would bless us, praise God, and He would help us if we had let Him. Sanctification is that change of life that God offers to us. I praise God. He said the whole spirit and the soul and the body be preserved blameless, without any blame, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said all the way to the end, till this thing is over, till it's finished, till we take wing, Brother Bobby, and fly away. God says, I'm here to help you, praise God. So we have a change in our life, praise God. Can you see how this thing is just building one upon another? I mean, these are not single things. These are things that build one upon another, praise God, even for God's glory. Amen. And then we have justification. Now, a lot of times we say, well, justification, that's just as if we never sinned. But justification is a change of state. Amen. Justification is a change of state. It's just as if we had never sinned. Amen. That we've been acquitted of any wrongdoing in the eyes of God. In Romans chapter number 5, he tells us, in Romans chapter number 5, verse number 1, the Bible says this. He said, therefore, being justified, how? By faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. He said, so now there, he said, being justified, how are we justified? How is our state changed? It's by faith. It's by believing in Lord Jesus Christ, by accepting what He tells us and just believing it. By taking the Word of God, amen, and making it a rule of our lives that changes us forever. Justified, praise God, in the eyes of a holy and righteous God. So our state is changed. It's just as if we had never sinned. But now we know that we're sinners, right? How do we know we're sinners? Because God says so. Amen. Now God's not being mean or hard-hearted. God just tells things the way it is. Amen. And it amazes me sometimes people get mad at God because God tells them the truth. Amen. I don't know about you. Hey, I'd rather somebody tell me the truth. Amen. If I'm running around, I got a big old splotch of mud on my head. I'd like to have somebody, before I go to town, I'd like to have somebody tell me that my head's filthy. Amen. Say, your head's dirty. Hey, listen. Hey, I've been there and done that. Amen. Yeah, hey, I'd like this. Hey, say, hey, man, before you go down, before you get caught, you might want to go in there in the bathroom and wash your head. You got a big old spot of grease. You got a big old spot of mud in the center of your eyes. Amen. We don't get mad at them. You shouldn't. I'd say, glory to God, thank you. Amen. And so, but we tend to want to get mad at God when God begins to lay it out to us. But He said we're justified just as if we had never sinned, even though we know we're sinners. And God tells us, praise God. But He said we're justified by our faith, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we're justified, through Christ. Through grace, pray God, the magnificent grace of God, it justifies us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have sanctification because of repentance, because of salvation. We have a justification, praise God, our state of being is changed because of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power that He has to invest in us, praise God, so that we can have a peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then we have adoption. What is adoption? Amen. It is the change of family. The change of family. In Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 5, he says this, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. So we see here that the adoption is a change of family, praise God. We weren't in the family of God, but because of adoption, praise God, He said we were predestined us into adoption of children. Now, a lot of people take this predestined and they try to say, well, God chooses to save some, and He chooses to to send some to hell, and you couldn't be no further from the truth. This predestination was from the foundation of the world, and God predestined every man, woman, boy, and girl, amen, to be saved. He offered the same opportunity to every human being on earth, praise God, that He offers to me and you, praise God. He predestined us from foundation. He said, whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a whosoever salvation. He predestinated, praise God, every one of us to salvation. Amen? He, in other words, before the foundation world, God predestined every one of us to be in His family. If you're not in the family of God, it ain't His fault. It's our fault. Amen? Praise the Lord. So He's predestined us, praise God, to the praise of His glory. The glory of His grace. Amen. That magnificent, marvelous grace of God. Amen. He made an opportunity for us to come into the family, adopted us into the family, and we have the same benefits as anybody else that's in the family. Amen. We have all the rights, praise God, as a true family member. Amen. Praise God. One is born into the family. Praise the Lord. So this adoption, God just, that He changes our family status. Those that weren't part of the family, now we're part of the family, glory to God. Our name's written in the family line, glory, hallelujah, with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Amen? Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? I'm glad I'm part of the family, praise God. But He loves me and I love Him. Praise God. We get to celebrate together. We get to worship together. We get to praise together. And one day we're going to be together. Can you imagine what it'd be like when you get to heaven? Amen. And all the families there. Glory to God. All this old petty stuff of this world will be behind us, never be to remember it again. We're going to leave it behind. We're going to forget it. We're going to put it on the back burner. Praise God. And we're going to forget it completely. And we're going to be in heaven with the Lord. Praising Him, giving Him glory as part of the family. Amen? I don't believe there'll be anybody sitting off in the corner wondering if you, praise God, if you're going to fit in. Amen? I believe we ought to just go ahead and get in. Amen? Glory, hallelujah, because it's going to be a wonderful time when you get home, when we get together with the family and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? So we have adoption in the family and we have redemption. Amen? Redemption. What is redemption? Redemption is a change of masters. Amen? It's a change of masters. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 7, it said, whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. He said, so what we have? We have redemption. We have a change of masters. We're not mastered by the devil and the demons of hell. We're not mastered by this old flesh that we live in. We take control of this flesh. We give it to Him. He takes control of the flesh. And we begin to live for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, in whom we have redemption. Our redemption is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I couldn't shed my blood. If I did, I'd just bleed out. I wouldn't accomplish nothing. Amen. Same way with you. You just bleed out, but you would accomplish nothing. Jesus shed His blood for every one of us to accomplish salvation, to accomplish redemption, to buy us, praise God, to buy us back. The redemption through Lord Jesus Christ that He's talking about through His blood was the price it took to buy us back from sin. Amen? We were sold in sin. Amen? Before you were saved, you was on the auction block of sin. You was going down, you was they were going with the highest bidder. And the devil was a bidding hard for you. Amen? Praise God. Brother Jeff does that pretty good. He'd make a good auctioneer if he practiced. They're a bidding, praise God. They're running the price up. The devil was a bidding hard. But Jesus Christ took up, praise God. He said, I pay it all. I pay it all. He redeemed us on the auction block of sin, praise God. He redeemed us through His precious blood that He shed for us on Calvary. Glory, hallelujah. That's enough to make a Kobab to shout. Realize what God did for me and you, praise God. The changes He made through us. Salvation, praise God. Repentance, Sanctification, justification, adopted into the family, redemption, praise God, changing of our masters, praise God. Now we have one master. The master is the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. That's ministering to our hearts and leading us and showing us the way that He'd have us to go. And God's getting all the glory in it. And then He said it's all according to His good pleasure, which He had purposed in Himself. God had a purpose, praise God, through the mystery of His will to save me and you, to redeem us off the auction block of sin. Put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. Accept us into the family. Amen. Glory. What a Savior, what a Lord. Redeemed, praise God. And then there's, after redemption, there's that consecration. That consecration. What is consecration? That's a change of the will. A change of the will. Amen. Our will is no longer our will, but our will becomes more the will of God. As He tells us in Romans chapter number 12, a consecration, a change of our will. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. Now, He's not talking to just anybody. He's talking to brothers. He's talking to brothers and sisters in Christ. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. See, God don't want no cold dead something. Amen. God wants something that's alive and vibrant. God wants something that He can use. Amen. And He wants to use you. He wants to use us. Amen. He wants to consecrate us, praise God, according to His will. Amen. Wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. He said, this is a, He said, God said, I'm not asking anything unreasonable. He said, I'm just asking you to consecrate yourself, concentrate your will to the will of God. Amen. And all we got to do is ask yourself, well, what does God want of me? What does God want me to do? What would God like for me to do? What would God like for me to be? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and be not conformed to this world. That's what God wants us to not be, is conformed to the world. He don't want us to take on the form and the fashion of this world. I'm telling you, the form and fashion, this world's wicked. And it's waxing worse and worse. Now, these people that'll stand and say, well, you know what? Preacher, it's going to get better and better, and there's going to be a great utopia. And that's not Bible. Amen? The Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse, and in the end, He said, it's coming a great, as we spoke a while ago, a great day of wrath from the Lord. Amen. That's why He said, be not conformed to this world. Amen. He said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, we need to be metamorphosized into something else. Kind of like that caterpillar, praise God, it's gone into the cocoon and it comes out a magnificent butterfly. That's always amazed me. When I was in about the sixth grade, about the grade me is in now, the teacher had us go out and gather up cocoons, different kind of cocoons, and we brought them into school. We put them in these little aquariums. And the funny thing was, they scared to death of bugs. So she had that thing, made sure that thing had a lid on, and she'd put a piece of tape on that ever on each end of it so that them things couldn't get out because she's terrified of bugs. But we watched those things metamorphosize, praise God, and they went in through there, that little old caterpillar, and they come out magnificent monarch butterflies. I mean, something magnificent to behold. Amen? And that's what God's telling us here, praise God. In consecrating ourselves, setting ourselves aside, He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, metamorphosized into something, praise God, that's a whole lot bigger and better than what you are now. He said, by the renewing your mind, that renovation process of the mind, that or the very intellect that we have, amen, our means of thinking and communicating thoughts, He said, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So He said, we need to be able, through the Word of God, to discern what God would have us to do and what God would have us to be. That consecration place is a change of our will to His will. Amen? So that we'd be found pleasing to the Lord. That you may prove, that's to discern. He said, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? That acceptable would be that'd be pleasing to God because it'd be according to His will, right? Amen? And perfect, perfect will of God. That perfect, just about everywhere in the Bible where we talk about perfect, it's talking about something that's complete. Amen? Something that's complete. God wants us to be, praise God, He wants us to be that perfect, that pleasing, complete example in the will of God, who God has to be. Praise God, through the revealing of His Word. So we see that this consecration process is taking our will, praise God, getting rid of our will and putting His will in its place. Now that's a big ask. Amen? Because this flesh won't like that. But glory to God, God loves it when we live according to His will. When He starts showing us, Brother Jeff, the things that He's displeased with, and we start doing the things, praise God, that He says bring glory to His name. And I tell you, it's just like being a little kid when you start realizing, hey, I don't need to do that, but boy, when I do this, it brings glory to God, man. It makes Him smile, makes Him happy. Glory, hallelujah. And it makes you feel all good down inside. Now, I know we don't run on feelings, but I'm glad I can feel it when I do right. God ministers to her heart because of the changes that's taking place in her lives. Amen? As again, they said, you know, if there's not a change, there's not much of a change that you'll enter into the portals of glory. But 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if we're in Christ, there's something different because something bigger than us has moved in. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. They're gone. They're in the history. They wrote down the history books. That's who you used to be. Amen. But He said, behold, pay attention. Watch out. He said, because all things are become new. He said, they're caused to be new. He said, there's caused changes in your life that God's manifesting Himself and His glory and His will and His purpose for me and you. Amen. It's through salvation. If we have that position in Christ Jesus. That direction, that position, that heart that He gives us, He puts in there, praise God, that's made new. A new heart, a new heart attitude, praise God. Lifestyle, a new renewed mind, a new desires, amen? Presence of the Holy Spirit moving in our hearts. And it reflects the very presence of the Holy Spirit. That's what it does. It shows off God's Spirit in our lives. It's through conviction, confession, and conversion that we see these things take place. Amen? It brings us to a place of repentance, to a change of purpose. Our purpose for our life is totally different. I remember some 40-some-odd years ago. Amen, Brother Jeff. When we were still in high school, and they ask you in your senior year, right down, put down, what do you want to do with your life? What you want to, and you write down this, what you want to do, what you think you want to do with your life. And you know, you fill that out, boy, and you're just as sincere as can be. But all that stuff changes. Amen? The whole purpose of your life. So I thought I wanted to be an auto mechanic. And I went to school, AB Tech, for 2 years. Took auto mechanic. Got down to the last semester. And they called us all and said, boys, this is it. Said, just, you know, got the last 6 weeks, whatever it was, AB Tech. Said, this is it, and you're going to be finished. But we got good news and bad news. Said, you're going to finish up, you know, this 2 years. You're going to get your little certificate. But the bad news is you're going to have to start all over. Said, everything you learn here, all of it is going to be, it's gone. And you're going to have to start over. Because starting next year, they're coming out with all kinds of electronic ignition and electronic fuel pumps and all that stuff. So you're going to have to go back to school and you're going to have to learn all this other stuff. I thought, oh my goodness. I'd beat my head against a rock. Work nights, worked 11 to 7, went straight from school to from work to school for 2 years, and now they're telling me I got to go start over. Amen. And I was working at Shaw Industries, and I got worked my way up into maintenance. And I thought, shoot, I'm making as much money and better benefits than most mechanics. Amen. So my purpose, my will, everything changed. And I went a total different direction than what I'd planned to go. Amen? But that wasn't big at all, praise God, because me and Teresa got married. Amen. Had a couple of young'uns, and then God began to deal with our hearts. All right, praise God. We was in church, and we was trying to serve the Lord a little bit, trying to do things right, trying to live right and act right and go to church, take kids to church, and the Holy Ghost of God dealt with our heart, and the Lord says, I want you to preach. And I said, oh, goodness, Lord. That's not the plan that I had at all. And I know it's not the plan Miss Massey had. She didn't know nothing about that. Amen. But God changed it, praise God. My purpose changed. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to go with you. After about 3.5 years of running, but glory, hallelujah, here we are. God be the glory. Amen. Yeah, my brother will be best preacher in the world. We prayed for him continually. Amen. But we set aside our life. We sanctified. You said, Lord, here I am. I just want you to take us and use us for your glory. Amen. The state that I was in, I was justified. Praise God. Just as if I'd never sinned. Of course, I was an old sinner exceeding. Still am. But God, praise God, put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Saved me. Adopted me into the family just like He did you if you're saved. Changed masters. I'm not serving the world, the devil, and the flesh no more. Trying to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Consecrated. I had a change of will. As the Lord would say in the garden, Father, not my will but thine be done. Amen. That's changes that takes place. Amen. In our hearts and our lives with salvation. That's what God does for us. We become those new creatures, new creation in Christ Jesus the Lord. And we do it for His glory. Amen. Praise God. We do it for His glory. And He gets the praise and the honor out of all of it. And we just say, thank you, Lord Jesus. What a blessed Savior we have. Amen. It just gets better further on. And it's not that hard to do. It's not that hard that we can do it because He's there to help us. Because He tells us that we're not doing it by ourselves, but that He's helping us to do it, to be that He'd have us be, to make those changes in our life, to take us in the direction He wants us to go. Amen. We just got to be willing to follow Him. Praise the Lord.